Hello, it's Adrian Thomas from the RSPB again, and I'm back today with some more of the fabulous bird songs that you can hear in gardens, parks and woodlands all around you at this time of year. Some bird songs aren't particularly melodious to the human ear, and I brought along the song of the house sparrow, and it really doesn't sound like a song at all. Let's listen to that. It really is a very simple chirp, chilp, chilp, chirp, chirp. But the male does it with such enthusiasm that I can't help but love it. He sits up on the gutter top near his nest box, near his hole in the wall, and he sings that song. And that's all it takes for the female to be entranced by him. Because birdsong is about two things. One is about males attracting the females and saying, look, I'm a fit male with wonderful songs. Listen to me, I'm worthy of being your mate. But it's also a signal to other males to say, this is my territory. I'm on territory. Don't bother coming in for a scrap. My song says that I'm big and strong. Don't even come and try it. And it serves both of those functions, and it has nuance within it as well. It's not a language like our language, but it has real depth of communication within it, and we're learning more and more all the time. Let's listen to the enthusiastic chirps of the house sparrow. For me, bird song, when I hear it, it has that power of memory, like the power of scent does when you smell cut grass and you know that that's the smell of spring and summer. So with birdsong, I hear it and it takes me immediately to beautiful places. So I'm going to play the song of the willow warbler. Here we go. And the willow warbler is a common bird the further north you go in the UK, because it's shifting its range further north. It's a beautiful lilting thing. It brings into my mind the image of a ballerina deftly pirouetting down the stairs. It's such a sweet lilting sound. And it's a song that you hear when you go up onto the moors or into northern woodlands. You hear it everywhere across there. And I love the way that birdsong can evoke those places in our minds. So here we go, the song of the willow warbler with its pirouetting down the stairs. And then this sound, for me, is the epitome of high summer. This is the scream of the swift. It's not the most appealing of sound, but it has a real exuberance to it. This is a scream if you want to go faster kind of noise, and it's made by groups of swifts as they career at top speed through and amongst the houses, under the height of the eaves, and it's all about group coherence. This is a group of swifts saying, I want to be with you, and I want to be excited with you, and I want to be bonded with you. This is a bird that only arrives from Africa in the first week of May, and they'll be gone by the first week of August. So we've just got 3 months in high summer of this excited screaming that accompanies that feeling of sunshine and heat and the joy of summer. And I thought I'd finish with the song of the chaffinch. It used to be heard almost everywhere, but this is one of our birds whose populations is in free fall. You can still go into woodlands and you can still hear this song. Let's hear a verse of chaffinch song. It's a really happy sound, and I can't beat the description of it, which is it's like a cricketer coming up to bowl, and at the end he delivers the ball as the ball is bowled. And you can hear that in chaffinch song. Here it is again. And it's a reminder that we are in a nature crisis and that we're losing a lot of the bird song from our environment. And it's such a joyous thing when you get the full chorus. It speaks to so many people, has so many health benefits towards us, just to sit and listen and be mindful in amongst bird song. If you get the chance, this is the time of year to get out and really enjoy it. If you want to find out more, we've got plenty of sounds on the RSPB website. And I won't hold back from saying that I did write and record the RSPB Guide to Bird Song, which guides you through all of our common bird songs and helps you listen out for the things that pick it out from other birds. And in doing so, you get to understand more about all of this wonderful, joyous life that's around you, understand more about it, and gain even more joy from it. Get out there if you can. This, for me, is the joyous season when that chorus is at its peak.